The largest deportation in the history of the country, if reelected. Starbucks is replacing its CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, stepping down. Chipotle CEO Brian Nickel will take over next month. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order, citing a conflict of interest. However, the court's chief justice says she's pursuing other options. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler told the Associated Press that she continues to pursue other means in an effort to get to the bottom of the leak. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26th after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood that seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state constitution. A week after the leak, the court issued the order accepting the case. Ziegler said back in June that all seven of the court's justices, four liberals and three conservatives, were united behind the investigation to identify the source of the apparent leak. Last week, Ziegler told the Associated Press that the justices asked state Capitol Police to investigate the leak. That department is in charge of security at state office buildings. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7.
It's 8:01 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. A beautiful start nonetheless. Lots of sunshine. You just heard Sean working our way to that high of 83. Right now, 59. Get out and enjoy it if you absolutely can. Here's Glass Tiger. Don't forget me when I'm gone on 99.7 Max FM.
Still so much for me to do, and I can't stop loving you. Oh, can this be true? 90s, and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. As sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Toto, there is Africa. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8 now, and it is election day in the state of Wisconsin, Finn. Polls open right now if you want to go vote in the August primary. And, of course, the big ones on the ballot today are going to be those two referendums. And, the jargon is so much. Like, I was reading through these referendums again this morning, and I was like, who would actually know what they're voting for by reading these. So let me paraphrase it for you, all right? In those two referendums, if you vote no, that means that Governor Evers has the authority to do what he sees fit with federal funding. If you vote yes, that means all of those decisions have to trickle through the state legislature and they have to have a final say on how that money is spent. And again, it kind of comes down to really, I always think of emergency situations, right? If Governor Evers has this money and he's able to make the decisions, it gets distributed in cases of emergency like weather or natural disasters types kind of thing faster. If it's got to go through the state legislature, there are people who might be waiting for a lot longer to get the aid that they need. But vote accordingly. Vote to however you see fit. That is your constitutional right to vote however you want to see that money spent, what you think is the proper way to do so. And here's the other thing, too. This is a big one, because whoever you vote for today in these primaries is who's going to be on that general election ballot in November. So we're also voting for people as well today who we want to potentially vote for and see in office come November when we cast another vote in just a few months. And if you aren't registered to vote, here's the cool thing about the state of Wisconsin. You can do so today at the polls. You just have to have a photo ID and something with a proof of address on it. So maybe like a bill, cell phone, electricity, anything like that, so they can see that that is actually where you live and your name is on that particular bill. But you can register right at the polls. And that means then you would also be registered for November as well if you do so at the polls today. Probably going to be a little less busy today. So might as well go in, get a little practice done. Filling in the little oval dots, sticking it in the machine, watching it go, and also get yourself registered to vote. I mean, we got to practice these things. It has to be precise. You want your vote counted, right? So practice makes perfect, people. But today would be a good day to practice that, get registered to vote, and get ready for the general election come at November as well. I love voting. I can't wait to get a sticker later today. It's the little things in life. So much better than Chuck E. Cheese subscription plans, fan, and cardboard pizza.
Well,
I'm telling
you. Exactly.
I'm very, very excited. So again, though, polls open right now. They're going to be open until 8 o'clock today. So if you haven't already early voted, if you haven't absenteed voted, you still have lots of time today to get to the polls, make a plan, and get out there and vote. It's important stuff. It's important stuff.
It is.
Even if it feels like this isn't a big one or that important, these two referendums are huge. It really just kind of determines how money can be spent in this state. And, you know, again, it depends on where you're at on the political spectrum. And I understand that. But this is a big one. So if you think that Governor Evers should have the authority to spend as he sees fit, in especially emergency situations, or if you think the state legislature needs to be in control of that, then this is your opportunity to go voice that and make make yourself heard at the polls. Now, we don't always win, but at the same time, you can at least be confident that your voice was heard in some capacity.
Yes.
So get out there and vote today. You're going to hear us talk about it throughout the entire day. You're going to be so sick of listening about voting, I'm telling you. But it's important. It's very, very important stuff. Not as maybe as important. Well, no, it's way more important than this. But, you know, it's still a morning show, so we got to get to the non-important things as well. Pumpkin spice, because it turns out that America's love affair with the flavor might actually be drawing to a close. See why voting is so much more important than this kind of stuff? So it's still beloved, don't get me wrong, but not as many of us are enjoying it as we used to. The first day of fall is still over a month away. September 22nd is the first official day of fall. But an early poll for it found that 58% of Americans think pumpkin spice is not the best fall flavor. Thank you. Where was this poll like 5 years ago? Because I've been saying it for a really long time. And a little of it goes a really long way. It actually only ranked fourth overall in this particular poll. So what beat it? That's the question. Here are the top 10. Well, we're going to keep you in suspense. So we're going to start at number 10 and work our way up. I know. You just can't wait to hear all of these
different choices.
I know. I'm right there with you. So cranberry actually comes in at number 10. That got 19% of the vote. There are certain things that I really love cranberry in. There are certain things that I'm like, no, I could do without the cranberry. Some breads are really delicious with cranberry in it. Cranberry muffins are also really, really good.
Those are good, yeah. But again, it's a little goes a long way.
Yes, exactly. I feel like that could be said, though, with a lot of fall flavors because they are really strong, some of them. Sweet potato comes in at number 9. I'm always a fan of sweet potato. I know you not so much, but I'll take a sweet potato any old time you want to hand it to me. I love sweet potatoes. Toasted marshmallows comes in at number 8 on the list. That got 24% of the vote. Now, I don't think that this is exclusively a fall flavor. I feel like this can really be used any time of the year, but hey, each their own. And if you want to do the toasted marshmallows just in the fall, then sure, you have no idea what you're missing out on, but that's okay. Again, we don't judge. Number 7 on the list is pecan. 26% of people say that. Now, I know pecan pie is one of your favorites, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will you eat that just during the fall? Does it hit special in the fall, or is it like an any time of the year thing for you?
No, that's a fall.
Okay.
Fall, you know, early winter kind
sure.
of thing.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now,
but that being said, we just had a Kringle last week
pecan. Are amazing.
So,
love. Yeah. See, you say pecan, I say pecan, whatever. There's different ways to say it. You know, it's like the whole tomato type of thing, which
aunt
is an actual
and aunt,
word. That's right. Depends on where you come from in this part of the country. S'mores comes in at number 6 on the list, getting 28% of the vote. Again, to me, this is more of a summer thing, but maybe they're thinking the weather is cooler, so you have more of the fires, fire pits, outdoor time, that kind of thing. Maybe. I don't know. But
And because this is just a flavor, right? That's
right.
Okay. So, and pumpkin spice, that's in when it was pumpkin spice season,
right.
They would go crazy with that stuff. You would find it in almost everything.
There was a whole aisle at one year that was just pumpkin spice flavored. Mm-hmm. You could buy pumpkin spice flavored dog treats. I mean, does our dog really care? I know pumpkin's really good for them, but I don't think they care all that much. I mean, I don't need it in my bagel. I don't need it in my cereal. I don't need bread. I don't need, oatmeal. It went on and on. You could even buy like Twinkies and cupcakes that were pumpkin spice flavored.
And I mean, I see some toasted marshmallow stuff, but I don't think I see as much toasted marshmallow as I see pumpkin spice.
Although I love a good toasted marshmallow. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
By the way, people, if you don't want to do the campfire route, but you still love a toasted marshmallow, throw it into your air fryer if you have one for just a few seconds. Oh, it's amazing. You get the same effect, right? You get like the same toastiness and gooiness, but you don't have to actually like start a fire to do anything. You can just stick a marshmallow in your air fryer for a few seconds. Go online. I can't remember how many seconds it is and what the temperature has to be. I have to look it up every time because obviously I don't do it often, but sometimes you just need a good toasted marshmallow, I'm telling you.
Where are you? Do you like the more toasted or
toasted, like a little dark on the outside.
Almost burnt?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because then it gets really, really gooey on the inside, and then you can squish it down, and that's my favorite, when it gets squishy, and then it breaks open the crispiness on the outside, and then you get the gooey marshmallow from the inside, squishing out. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very specific on some of my food takes. Maple is another flavor that we love this time of year. 28% of people say that is their favorite fall flavor.
Sure.
Then you got pumpkin spice at number 4 on the list. I'm just glad to see it's not number one anymore, quite honestly. Only 32% of people say it's a favorite. And I don't know if this is the case only because we have just been so bombarded with pumpkin spice for so many years. It kind of became a running joke for a lot of people, like, oh, it's July 1st, must be pumpkin spice season again.
Yeah.
Because I think there was just so much of it at one point in time, because once Starbucks came out with their pumpkin spice latte that everybody dies for every year, then it was like it just kind of went off the rails. So maybe just a little of a good thing is too much for some of us. Look at Taylor Swift. I think some of us could say that about Taylor Swift as well. Candy apples come in at number 3 on the list. Oh, apple, just anything in general during the fall is delicious. You add the sugar and the cinnamon to the mix. And come on now, how can you go wrong with apple pie, apple crisps, all of that kind of stuff from those amazing orchards, apple cider donuts and all of that good stuff.
Those are so good.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Now I want to head down to Oakwood Fruit Farm.
See, I'm anxious for fall. I'm ready for fall.
Now I'm ready to go to Oakwood. And I saw the other day on Facebook that Oakwood Fruit Farm is already making donuts, but now they have all sorts of fruit-flavored donuts, cherry and blueberry and all sorts of good stuff as well. So
I know how to do it.
I know, right? And they're delicious. Salted caramel comes in at number two on the list with 37% of the vote. And then number one is cinnamon. Cinnamon is our number one favorite fall flavor, 39% of the vote. And I feel like cinnamon is, obviously you're not going to go suck on a cinnamon stick. I mean, that's kind of silly. But, you know, with a lot of these things that we mentioned, whether it's the apples, whether it's the caramel, I mean, even marshmallows and s'mores, if you find the right concoction, you can add a little bit of cinnamon to all of it. And then you mix it in there and, oh, it just makes everything feel and taste like fall, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I am ready. You know, one of my favorite things in the world to do is to get some hot apple cider and then put Red Hots in the bottom of it and let them melt in. Have you ever done that? Oh, that's so good.
Okay, so you take Red Hots and you put it in the apple
cider?
Yeah,
just and let it melt in. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And, like, I have, there are times, like, when I've had friends over, like, little gatherings and groups with friends, I'll make, like, hot apple cider and I'll put it in my slow cooker and then I'll put the Red Hots in the bottom of it and keep it on warm and let them melt in. And then stir it up with your ladle before. Oh, you haven't lived until you put Red Hots in
there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to give that a try.
Yeah, it depends on how spicy literally you want things because they're Red Hots, right? But it just gives it just a little bit of a flavor, that quick kick of cinnamon, and it just adds a little bit of a zing to your apple cider. It is really truly good, and then it turns like this really decadent red color too because of the Red Hots. Red Hots are a little harder to find, so you gotta kind of keep your eyes open for them. But when I see them in a store, I grab them because I know fall is coming and I can use them in my hot apple cider down the road. So give it a try, people. It's a little tip from me to you today. Now, the last statistic of this particular fall poll, are you more likely to feel sad when summer ends or excited that fall is here? People were almost twice as likely to say excited for fall. I mean, I think it is most people's favorite season. Isn't it usually fall and summer kind of one and two when people are asked that question? Those are usually how it goes. So I love fall. It is absolutely my
I'm ready for it.
I know. I'm ready. And some of these mornings that we've had the last couple of weeks, it just has that crispness in the air already. And like you're ready for it, right? Like a little crispy in the air and you feel that cool and the no humidity and you're like, okay, yeah, this is fall.
There's that sweet spot.
There's
that sweet spot where the temperature is just right. It's maybe it's a mix of sun and clouds.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And then you can hear crickets.
Yes.
And that is that sweet spot where you
Absolutely.
Know it's, and this is a stupid question, but do crickets actually signify that fall is coming?
I don't know. I've heard that. Is it like an old wives' tale or is it actually a true thing? Because I always think of fall too when I start hearing the cicadas at night. Like, I don't know. There's something about hearing them late in the summer that you're kind of like, oh, it's cicada season. It's around the corner. For some reason, I don't know why I join those two things together. But it just feels like once you hear the cicadas come, you just know that you're on the downhill slope of summer, or you're going to at least start getting those days where it's a little less oppressive heat and more of those nicer days that you can actually tolerate outside, right? I don't know. There's something about cicadas and crickets at this time of year that
because
I just get
as soon as
about.
I start hearing crickets like a hot more frequency,
yes,
then I start thinking, well, fall is coming. It's on the way.
I know. It's all good stuff. And all those things are starting to happen now, Finn. So it's very, very exciting. My house has been officially sprayed for the fall months and all my mousy traps are filled again. And so when my pest people come, I also know that it's getting closer to fall. Speaking of which, I'm glad that they came yesterday because while they were out here, we live in the woods essentially. And we've got some old tree trunks on the side of our house where trees over the years have fallen and they've had to be cut down. They found a mousy den. den, a mousy den with about 200 mousies in it. And so, yes, I know some of you people are animal lovers, and I am so sorry, but they were way too close to the house, literally way too close to the house. And every single one of our mousy traps was completely empty, and we have 8 of them with 10 little packets. And they were all cleared. So our pest guy was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, as humanely as possible, can we get rid of the mice? And he's like, we will do our best. So yikes. I was like, no, because I don't need those in my house. Because
yeah,
that's
trust me,
where they
I know
will
all
end up.
About that saga from the barn days.
And it's hard, though, because they are little living creatures, right? And you don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they also carry a lot of disease, and they're kind of gross, and they can create a lot of havoc if there's too many of them at one point. And there were way too many of them living in this one particular tree. It was pretty bad. No, Dave Grant just texted. We were talking about all the apple foods and all of the fall foods, and now we've made him officially hungry this morning. So you're welcome, Dave.
We did
you're
our
welcome.
Job.
That's exactly. That's always how I look at it. If you text me and say that we made you hungry, we have done exactly what we set out to do this morning. So you're welcome with that. speaking of being hungry, maxfmbigdeals.com. This is something you need to check out today because we have our big deal of the day happening over there right now. 50% off Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg. Speaking of delicious food, you can get it at Jay's. It's a $25 certificate with that 50% off today. Well, I'll just do the math for you because it's hard. It's early in the morning. $12.50. All your going to pay today when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com and take advantage of our big deal of the day, which is Jay's Pub and Grill. No promo code needed either, Finn. You just go over there, you do some shopping, you fill up the cart. We're going to handle the math for you, and then you just need to check out and get those certificates and enjoy some delicious food at Jay's. Plus, speaking of beautiful weather, they have that outdoor patio, and let me tell you, it's a great place to sit on a nice evening,
maybe on
a nice fall afternoon. I know some sometimes even when it gets a little cooler, they've got a little fire pit that's happening over there as well. So this is a good chance to take advantage. Great drinks, some great food. I mean, Jay's Pub and Grill. Go take advantage of this big deal of the day. Great atmosphere.
Chuck E.
as well.
Cheese.
Right? Come I know. We're not getting a subscription service to a place like Jay's Pub and Grill. I mean, this is good stuff here, not the cardboard pizza.
Yeah. Come on.
And they're always revamping their menu at Jay's, too. We talk about all these amazing fall foods. They usually revamp their menu at certain times of the year to really basically highlight some of the featured foods of that particular season. So I'm betting very, very soon we're going to start seeing some stuff roll out for the fall months over at Jay's Pub and Grill. So definitely go check it out and take advantage of our big deal of the day. Now, we got to talk about this weather right now because not bad today. Perfect if you have to stand outside for, you know, while you're waiting to vote. Hopefully the polling places are so packed today that you do have to stand outside. I know it's kind of an inconvenience, but it's really cool when people decide that they're going to vote in those types of numbers that you have to wait to vote. So be patient, take your time, and hopefully there's a line. Not because I want to hold you up, but that means we're taking care of our civic duty today. Mostly sunny, 83 for a high, clear down to 59 tonight, then partly cloudy, 83 tomorrow. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow and into tomorrow night, but otherwise not too bad over the next few days. Right now, it is 59. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
I want you to want me.
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now, and you guys have been spending a lot of money this morning. Our big deal of the day officially sold out over at maxfmbigdeals.com. You've got some good and excellent food taste, let me tell you. Of course, that was to Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg. $25 certificate, $12.50, 50% off that deal of the day. Hopefully, everybody who snagged those certificates this morning really enjoys their food out over at Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg. Now, we got to talk about some things going on in Baraboo this week. If you love great live music, then you need to check out the last installment of the 2024 Concerts on the Square. It's going to take place Thursday night in downtown Baraboo with local fan favorites, the Blacker Brothers, performing. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket, a little bug spray. Have a good time in downtown Baraboo. Again, the last Concerts on the Square of the season. Remember, if Mother Nature decides not to play nice and makes a little damp out there with some rain, then that concert will be moved directly across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. So a win-win situation for everybody involved. Great music, beautiful atmosphere, inside or out. And again, support Concerts on the Square, the last one of the season. If you want more information, BaraboOConcerts.com. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sunshine with a high near 83. And then we have a chance for some rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sean Cable's going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports next right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Packers are back to work today following their 23-10 win at Cleveland in the preseason opener. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers came out of the win relatively healthy and will next face the Broncos in Denver on Sunday night. Badgers also back to work in Madison after 2 weeks of fall camp in Platteville. What coach Luke Fickell learned there is his quarterback situation is healthy.
Everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two. Where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks. Now, obviously a season is long and you got to see how guys handle those things. And I'm not crowning or saying, but I don't think anybody on this entire team would bat an eye of whoever's the quarterback.
Brewers dropped their series opener to the Dodgers 5-2 at AmFam Field last night. Freddie Peralta surrendered home runs to Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani, falling to 7-7 on the season. Clayton Kershaw gets his first win of the year. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
To you, stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boy that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
Mr. Big, to be with you. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:42 right now. And Finn, it is time for us to check out our calendar days. All of those good things that we can celebrate as we make our way through another week and really just try to get closer and closer to the weekend. That's, after all, the goal that we have today, right? In the state of Wisconsin, we'll start with it being voting day. I told you you were going to get so sick of me talking about it. It is voting day, though. Remember, the polls are open for the August primary. If you are not registered to vote, you can do so at your polling precinct today. All you have to do is bring in a photo ID and something with your address on it, like some sort of utility bill, phone bill type of thing. Right. And you can register right there at the polls. They're going to be open until 8 o'clock. Those two referendums are on the ballot today. Again, we won't bore you with all of the legislative jargon. If you vote no on those referendums, that means Governor Evers has the say in what happens to federal funds that come into the state of Wisconsin. If you vote yes, the decisions have to be made through the legislature. So vote accordingly to how you see fit on that one. And then, of course, this is also the day when you decide who is going to be on the general election ballot come November 5th for the big one. That's like the Super Bowl of voting on November 5th, let's be honest. So that's what we are deciding today in the state of Wisconsin. So make your plan to vote if you haven't already early voted or you haven't done your absentee ballots, but make a plan today to get to the polls and vote again until 8 o'clock tonight. All right. So with that one kind of thrown out there yet again and again and again and
right.
again and again, you're going to hear us talk about it. This is important stuff. This is
day.
Good stuff. Yeah. It is. So we have a few other days on the list, and really that might be the most exciting thing that's happening today. Quite honestly, when I look at this list with three things on it, and one of them we're not even going to talk about. So today is International Left-Handers Day. If you are one of those people in the world who is a lefty, there's not many of you. It doesn't feel like there's a ton of left-handers out there, right? Most everybody's a right-handed person. Well, happy Left-Handers Day to you if you are a left-hander. 1 in 10 people have it just a little bit harder in life because they're left-handed. Unless you're a lefty, you don't really notice how many things are designed for right-handed people. you know, there's some big ones like scissors and can openers and all of that kind of stuff, right? But here are a few more things that are basically like giving the middle finger to the left-handed people of the world. So zippers on jeans, that's one. And lefties right now, if you're listening, you're like, uh-huh, I can mm-hmm. relate to all of this. Mm-hmm. The flap covering the zipper is actually on the left, so it's nearly impossible to zip up your jeans with your left hand. Credit card machines, the swiper is always on the right, and if there's a pen, it's tethered to the right side of the machine, just like the pens at the bank, so that makes things essentially impossible to do. Measuring cups. If you hold one in your left hand, you're stuck measuring in millimeters instead of ounces. See, now these are things that right-handed people don't even think about, right? Car fobs, the kind with a key that opens like a knife. The button is always set for the righties. Lefties have to open them upside down. Microwaves, if you push the button to open it with your left hand, the door is probably going to hit you in the arm. That makes total sense. Rulers and tape measures, if you use a tape measure left-handed, the numbers are upside down. Power tools, like chop saws, for instance, the handle that you pull down is on the right. If you want to use it left, you have to cross your arms and reach over the blade, which is essentially not safe at all. This is like a how not to do things kind of conversation. Novelty coffee cups. If there's only printing on one side, it faces out for righties so that other people can see it. For lefties, it looks blank to other people. So it's just a boring coffee cup. That's not fun. They deserve fun coffee cups. Well, Finn, I don't understand.
When you list them off like this, really is a right-handed world, isn't
right?
it? We
it
feel
really
your
is.
Pain, lefties.
It really is. Playing cards, another one of those things that are made specifically for right-handed people, because a lot of them only have numbers in two of the four corners, so you can't see them well when you're playing with your left hand. And then serrated knives, another one. Even a lot of lefties don't know this, but the teeth are set up to offset the tendency to twist clockwise with your right hand. So lefties tend to cut things like bread thinner at the top and fatter down at the bottom because of how the serrated knives are fit. Now, this isn't just a list that I came up with here this morning. Not that I would be smart enough to do that. This is actually a thread over on Reddit where lefties have actually chimed in and said these are all the things in life that make it really, really difficult for us to be mm-hmm. left-handed. So these are coming from the left-handed people of the world. So you know that it's accurate. So lefties, we applaud you today. Because obviously life is really, really complicated.
Don't make it easy for them.
All of us right-handed people have just been taking it for granted for all of these years. So we are sorry, because when you read this list, this really does sound like an awful time and an awful way to live. Everything upside down and backwards and not the right way.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Blank coffee cups. I mean, come on now. If you have a picture of a kitty on your coffee cup, we want the world to see it. But unfortunately, they're never going to, because you're left-handed. So we applaud you today for living in this world for right-handed people. What else do we have on the list? And here's the last one. It's National Filet Mignon Day. That's it. I mean, it's delicious. Okay. We love our good red meats, but that's it. We have Left-Handers Day and Filet Mignon Day. That's all we've got
all
on
right.
this calendar day. I mean, in left-handers, can they eat their filet mignon? Because it sounds like there's a problem trying to cut and trying to, I mean, this could be an issue if they really want to enjoy their filet mignon today.
Poor left-handers.
I never realized it was that complicated for left-handers. Yeah. Our entire family is right-handed, so I've never had to think about it. Dexter is ambidextrous, so he can use his left hand and his right hand, although he tends to use his right hand for writing and left hand just because sometimes he wants to. He's always been ambidextrous, which I find to be kind of weird and like it's off-putting a little bit, because when he was little, he didn't know what hand he wanted to use to write, so he used both. Do you know how to teach a kid penmanship when they change hands all the time to actually write? I was like, I don't, what hand are we using today? Because it really depended on what hand when we were working on writing lessons when he was little, because he was ambidextrous and he could actually switch between hands and make it all make sense in his head. So
was his handwriting just as good in either hand?
It looked about the same. Yeah. It didn't. There wasn't really much difference between the two. Left was a little messier, but he's got boy writing and always has. So it always looks a little messy no matter what he does, even with his right hand. I look like I write with a font. So when the boys in this house write something, I'm like, what is happening here? I know I worked with you on this.
Yeah, I don't want to generalize, but my dad was a left-hander and his handwriting was not good.
Dexter's looked pretty much the same on either side. Maybe a titch messier, and the letters were a little bit bit bigger always on the left hand than on the right hand side. But yeah, he was very ambidextrous. That was as close to left handedness as I've ever gotten in the world, is having a kid who can use both. I mean, he can literally he can hold a fork normally with his left hand and eat. He does that a lot instead of using his right hand. I mean, it just, like, I've always been intrigued by ambidextrous people, because that means that their brains are, does that say something about how their brain works? It has to, that they can basically decompartmentalize everything, because I feel like if you're a right-handed or a left-handed exclusively, right, your brain compartmentalizes that stuff, where with somebody who's ambidextrous, it feels like they can use all parts of their brain equally. And, you know, and I think about my kid, and that would be pretty true. He's probably one of the most logical people I've ever met at only 17 years old. So he's pretty good at doing a lot of different things, even though he's still trying to figure out what he's good at. He just doesn't realize how good at stuff he is. But ambidextrous people are pretty interesting. I don't see us celebrating ambidextrousness on this list.
Well, we should.
We should. All those people who can do things with both hands. That's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Now we got to take a look at the forecast right now. Mostly sunny today, 83 for a high. Clear down to 59 tonight. Partly cloudy, 83 tomorrow. We do have a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Right now, it is 59. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum music, Max FM.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't want to last. You're the kind of person and making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.